This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
This is Jessica Hammer, co-host of Crowned and Dangerous here on Public House Media. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Once you are done with this episode, I hope you'll come check out my show, Crowned and Dangerous, where Maddie and I talk about all things pageant related, especially our experiences in the Miss America organization. A new show comes out bi-weekly, every other Thursday. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode of Crowned and Dangerous. Thanks again for checking out the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What is up, Rewritten Crew?
It's Julianne Condia, your host. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast and this episode. After you're done, if you could screenshot it, upload it to Instagram, tag at Julianne Condia, at The Rewritten Society. I would be so grateful to hear how this episode spoke to you. I hope that you are having a phenomenal week, and thank you for just being a part of this community. I think that the biggest piece of what this podcast offers is to help you rewrite your story, that no matter your past, no matter your current circumstances, that you can do it, and you can do it today. And I think how to start that is obviously taking action, but also filling up your mind with that kind of drive and mindset. For me, personal development is a huge piece to how I've gotten to where I am, and it helps me continue to keep on going because I never think that we should arrive anywhere. I think life is all about growth. Life is all about learning and implementing and becoming better and becoming more fulfilled. Something I've really realized is success. There's a huge difference between success and fulfillment. I think that you can look at massively successful people, but deep down, they don't feel like it's ever enough and they don't feel actually fulfilled in life. And even though Eric and I have had a ton of success with our business and the risks that we've taken, and I mean, I really do think you can look at that and think that it was luck, it was easy, there was zero fear, zero doubt, but in all actuality, it was the opposite. It was scary and it was hard, and it is hard, but it's the way we want things to be. We feel fully alive. But I think the biggest thing with the success that we have is that our goal is to feel more fulfilled in life and feel fulfilled every single day. And I just think that I'm not here to chase success. I'm here to continue to work on fulfillment. And I never want to arrive at that fulfillment, but I definitely don't want to go to bed at night thinking I just wanted that day to be over and to just keep on living the same way every single day of being so predictable or no energy or negative. That's just not the way that him and I want to live. And so our goal is to live more fulfilled and to help other people realize that they can live more fulfilled as well. So thank you for just being a part of this and knowing my heart and knowing what I'm wanting to really help you with, because I'm a constant work in progress. I do think that people who are wanting to pursue their dreams have a hard time with thinking that they have to have it all together, that it's almost like this perfection thing, or they have to wait on the perfect time. And over and over and over, every time I listen to people who have become my virtual mentors or personal development, it's never about that. Where's that quote? That quote is, there are people who are less educated than you who are doing more than you. Like, they're going farther than you just because they simply took action. So I have been reading books relentlessly, of course. I feel like I say that to you every single week. And something that really struck me that I really wanted to share with you that really spoke to my heart is that this quote of, you have the life you're willing to put up with. And that can be really hard to understand and articulate and believe, because I don't think that we want to always believe that it's on us always, that ownership, because I feel like that might create more pain. But when you think about it, you know, when you think about you hating your job or continuing feeling burned by relationships, or you are frustrated where your current fitness and nutrition is or where your body is, it's seriously, all you have to do is change your diet, start exercising, end those relationships and put up boundaries, start applying to new jobs. That sounds so simple, but really that is what you need to do when you are allowing yourself to put up with certain situations. You have massive say in the way you live your life, no matter what, especially the aftermath of those events, of what's going on in your life. So whether there's death, whether there's a job firing, whether there's debt or some kind of payment, or someone did something to you, something, whatever, that it's really up to you on how you live your life after that event happens. When I read that and when I was taking that in, it was kind of really hard to hear that, because you don't always want to take that ownership. And in this book, Un-F Yourself, and it's so freaking good. I highly recommend it. Someone asked, like, what would you rate this? I was like, you just need to read it. If you're not willing to take the actions to change your situation, in other words, if you're willing to put up with your situation, then whether you like it or not, that is the life you have chosen. So for all of my friends that say they're too busy, that's what you choose. Or you're saying you're broke, you don't have money. That's what you're choosing. And I get it. It won't necessarily change overnight. But if you're continuing to just allow that to be your reason, that's just how you're choosing to live. Before you think, but, or start to get your undies in a twist, let me say one more thing. This is everything. This is something you want to write down. By defending your circumstances as they are right now, you're actually making a case for being where you are. Give it up. And I feel like when I first started my business, before that actually, before I even started my business, I was defending my circumstances of feeling frustrated with my pay, feeling exhausted, not wanting to work out, hating working out actually, not really knowing how to eat clean. It's not that hard to figure out, right? And I was defending my circumstances and I was making a case for why I couldn't do something. And I just feel like that adds extra baggage to the way that you're living your life. We have to stop blaming. We have to stop blaming our circumstances. We have to stop blaming other people that we know and don't know. It's definitely not luck, and it's definitely not because of outside influences or our past, our childhood, or whatever, ... You cannot dwell in any blame game in your life. Even blaming yourself is completely useless. Of course, you'll face situations that you seemingly cannot control. That happens to all of us, by the way. I feel like we think we are in control, but we really aren't when it comes to the things that happen in life. You may even face tragic circumstances. However, we have to be willing. We have to be willing to do something different. We are 100% responsible for what we do with our lives in the aftermath of any event that happens to us. Every single time. Like, no excuses. Every single time. Even the amount of suckery that happens, no matter how painful and grueling and unfair and you fill in the blank, it is still up to us. Even if it's someone else who did something to you, I get it. But if we continue to blame that and those people and those circumstances, we are legitimately making a case for where we are. And we will just continue to live that way. And that's just not how I wanna live. It starts with you and it ends with you. No one can make you willing, and you cannot move forward until you are really willing to make the next move. And friend, it's not like, oh yeah, it should be so easy to make that move. Oh yeah, like I don't understand why it's so difficult for you. It should be so easy. That's not true. So this book by Gary John Bishop really hit home for me, because why in the heck am I here pursuing my dreams, taking risks, living on the other side of fear, struggling through doubt and whatever, and really working on myself, is because I wasn't ready to settle for a life that I didn't want. I wanted something different. And so I was willing to do it, as painful as it was. Same with Eric. We still have conversations to this day, one, that were crazy for what we've done, but two, that we wouldn't trade it for the world. Eric even said to me, he just said, wow, like life is just a lesson every single day. There's never an arrival. I'm piecing together what he said, but it's just that we're never going to stop learning. Like every struggle that we have to figure out how to work through it. And I would so rather do that than settle, cling, and defend a circumstance and stay there. Because you know what? Life is just going to keep on moving, regardless if we move with it or we continue to just stay stuck. It's just going to keep on going. And I just think, and I thought this too before when I first started our business and we started this journey together, was that I would be so upset if I threw in the towel and other people kept going. Like something in me was just like, I wouldn't be okay with that. I know I'd be frustrated. I know that if I would have quit my fitness routine and things like that, that I would have been massively frustrated years down the road. Because again, people overestimate what a year can do for them and they underestimate what a decade can do for them. And you just have to trust that every rep, every step, every choice is taking you there. Not going to be an overnight thing, and that is what's so hard. And I just even think with building our business, it's really just taken sharing our story one day at a time, right? One workout at a time, one mentoring session at a time, and it just takes time. But I would rather move in a direction to where it helps me than hinders me. So, friend, I hope that this spoke to you. Are you defending your circumstances right now? Was this a huge gut check you needed to hear? Because I hear so often of why people can't. Finances, time, they're not at their current goal weight. They don't have the resources. They don't know it all. I don't know. You insert your excuse there, but you're defending why someone like you can't do something. And it doesn't play like that. It plays in favor of people who just take the action. So I invite you to ask yourself, what is it that you want? How do you want life to be? And Gary John Bishop actually would say, not only what are you willing to do, what are you not willing to do? Are you not willing to live overweight and exhausted? Are you not willing to live paycheck to paycheck, right? Are you unwilling to live that way? Like that is me to a T. I am unwilling to live that way. I am unwilling to surround myself with people who are tiny minds and negative thinkers. I will not stand for that. I'm unwilling to stand for that. So let me know how this episode spoke to you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of this Rewritten Society. I am just so grateful for you. Screenshot this, share it with 3 friends. And again, friend, thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you later.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.